Parsha Tezri, Perigah Gimel, Pasuk Mem Vav. Pasuk says, "Bedad Yeshev Mechutz LaMachaneh Moshavu." The person who has tzarat has to sit outside the camp. So the Emes Yaakov discusses one of the questions that gets discussed by many Mepharshim, because we don't exactly know what tzarat is. So is it a real disease? Is it a spiritual disease? How does it work? So there are many, many different explanations. So here is his. You can't say it's a disease, like kol shekein cholim medbeket, or contagious disease. And therefore, that's why the Torah said, sit outside a camp. In other words, the reason we're sending him outside a camp, outside the machna, is not because it's contagious. Quick, get him out of here before anybody else catches it. Because the halacha, in fact, says that it depends on the Kohen declaring it. In other words, as long as the Kohen doesn't come to declare it, it's not, this din doesn't apply. For example, a chassan, the Kohen won't come, or if the Kohen's away, if it's a regel. So you get a tzaras and the Kohen's away, so okay, you don't have to go away because he's not here to declare it. Does that make any sense if it were a real contagious disease? Sorry, don't spread, Mr. Disease, because nobody's here to call it that. So clearly that would be strange. Second proof, he says, the pasuk tells us that a person can get out of his tzaras if he just removes the hair. If he's tolish the sara lavan from that spot, he can become tahor. He said, imagine if we had a prisoner. And so what do? You tie him up. And then you take the end of the rope, and you lace it around something, but then you give it to him between his teeth and tell him not to let go. So he could go free, very simply, if he opens his mouth.
Reminds me of the Helm story.
Like a Helm story, okay.
They had the guy, stick his hands through a plank of wood with fit, and, stick his hands in and make a fit. And then he couldn't get it out as long as he made the fit.
Like the pickle jar. Okay. So, that wouldn't be a very effective way of trapping this prisoner. So too here, this person has the choice between being tummy, being tahor. At his own whim, he can decide to get rid of this punishment of having lashevet, bodeid mechutz lamachane, that was nigzar on him. He could just get out of it. So the only way this makes sense to answer both this question and the first one is if you understand that there's one role for this tzarat. This person should realize that Hashem is trying to tell him that he is being scorned, that he's being reprimanded. It's a form of nevuah. And the way to fix this is for him to go out of the machane, because that being alone will bring him to do tshuva. If he doesn't accept upon himself to act properly as he is perfectly capable of, so we're going to send him out of the machane to not corrupt the rest of society, the rest of his friends and neighbors. Possibly because the problem came, because we believe tzaras comes because of lashon hara, so it probably came because of his friends and neighbors and his society. Meaning, shelatova tohu shelo tekalkalu achevra v'atzavta, v'hainu shehu nizok al yidei atzavta v'chevra, v'ri kumu mazik v'nizach. He is both a damager and damagee. Shetzarich shmira mitzar atzmo. He needs to be protected from himself, essentially. But the only way any of it makes sense is if we understand this is just Hashem's way of saying, hey, you did something wrong, you should fix it. So yes, it's in his ability to take care of it. He's not trapped like a prisoner, or he's ineffectively trapped, because It's just Hashem's way of saying, yes, it's in your ability. You can fix it. And also, it's not. It doesn't exist until somebody, until the Kohen comes and declares it. The famous baseball mashal, when the pitcher throws a pitch, it's not a strike or a ball until the umpire calls it. Mahavdil, it's not tsaras until the Kohen says it's tsaras. Why does that make sense? If it's machlam mitaveket, if it's contagious, the answer is because it's not that kind of machlam. It's just Hashem's way of letting him know he did something wrong and he has to fix it. But I want to focus on the second one in terms of a lesson, because I think his example of the prisoner and comparing it to tzarat and a message from Hashem to do tshuva is very applicable, even though we don't have tzarat now. And that is, a lot of times, not always, but very often, maybe always, I don't know, but certainly often, something that's holding us back from fixing any situation, whether in our personal lives, in our trying to succeed in many different endeavors we have, trying to focus in our learning, trying to be on time, trying to whatever it is that we're working on in our life, our interpersonal relationships, a lot of times the issue is clearly in our hands. Meaning, we have the power to fix it. All we have to do is realize that we should open our, you know, in the example here, open the teeth and let the rope go. It's in your ability. Cut off the white hair. Just stop it. It's in your power. There's nothing holding you back from doing the tshuva, from fixing the situation, from making everything better, from making yourself able to succeed. And sometimes we just have to realize that. Just put in a little thought and effort, and we'll be able to resolve. We'll be able to be mekarev Hashem. We'll be able to do tshuva. We'll be able to fix that interpersonal relationship. We'll be able to work on ourselves and succeed in whatever midah or mitzvah it is we're trying to succeed on. And we've been failing, but we should be able to succeed on it if we heed the lesson of tzarat. Shkach.